The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Specifically, Tommy Tucker, you ain't seen nothing yet, because although I am seeing some flakes fly by the window and snow accumulate on Poitras Street and in the Central Business District, the big chance for snow happens between 11 and 6 o'clock. Matt Jewell joins us now, president of St. Charles Parish, to give us an update from St. Charles. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on in St. Charles Parish. What kind of snow are y'all seeing?
I don't know what a blizzard is, but I would call this one, just being from Southeast Louisiana, since we're not used to it, but snow is definitely falling here in Luling, where I'm at, and we are seeing some of those larger, puffier flakes falling right now. This morning around 6 to 7, it was definitely a sleet ice mixture, and it's definitely transitioned for us, and you can see the accumulations building.
I was going to ask you about that. Is there a camera where people can access to see what's going on in St. Charles Parish or not?
That's a good question.
I don't think they have it. Have you people work on it, and if they can get you an answer, we'll find out. Because I was wondering,
we'll work on that.
All right, I was wondering if we were going to see the big flakes like we saw in Christmas of 2005, because I'm not seeing that here in the CBD. But again, we're just on the cusp of this. Tell me what preparations you guys did in St. Charles Parish to get ready for this.
Yeah, so obviously we've been preparing now for, probably about a week, where we started getting our directors working towards winterizing buildings and making sure that all of our pump stations and everything were able to go through these, just severe cold weathers, the severe cold temperatures. And, mainly, setting up our warming shelter and then messaging to our residents that they need to stay off the roads if at all possible, just because, A, we're not used to driving in these types of conditions, and B, the conditions are deteriorating quickly.
I was down on Magazine Street earlier, and it just struck me how, I've been here before for hurricane coverage and talking to you about hurricanes before, and the wind is blowing at about the same rate, not at hurricane strength or anything, but as before a storm, because the winds are blowing pretty good and the precipitation is flying, but it's a night and day difference as far as the type of precipitation and the temperature. When it comes to preparations, did any of this mirror what you would do for a hurricane, Matt?
A lot of the meetings that we have for our EOC, the rhythm that we have these meetings and our cadence, communicating with the public and the directors is a lot like a hurricane, and it's pretty much what you would do in any emergency is make sure that your internal employees, your directors are doing, what they need to get their departments ready, to make sure that you're messaging the important things to the community, to make sure that they're preparing accordingly. So there are a lot of similarities in these types of emergencies. But obviously, this is this one's a new one for me. We've gone through the pandemic, Hurricane Ida, floods, everything else, and now we get to add a snowstorm to the list.
Let me take a quick break. We come back, we'll talk about water and freezing and water pressure and all that stuff. Matt Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish, our guest. I want to hear from y'all again at 504-260-1870. If you can give me a report from where you are, what kind of snow you're seeing, what kind of stuff you're doing, because it's a shared experience and doesn't happen often here. Snow day in New Orleans. 820 traffic now, WWL. 824 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Historic snowfall in southeastern Louisiana. Lafayette had a blizzard warning earlier. Matt Jewell is our guest, president of St. Charles Parish, said he's never seen a blizzard, but from what you're seeing in St. Charles Parish, it sure looks like it, huh, Matt?
I'm going to go ahead and call it a blizzard. It might not be the technical definition, but it's a blizzard for southeast Louisiana for sure.
Well, you're a parish president. You can do whatever the hell you want. No, I'm just kidding. Matt, when it comes to Colin Arnold, director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans, was on with us, and he was asking people to avoid, as of now, using large appliances like dishwashers, washing machines, if people can. Keep in mind, that's not the dryer. If your kids go out and play, you know, it's gas. It's different than water. You can use a dryer to dry the clothes. Maybe you don't have to wash them. But when it comes to water pressure, people trickling the faucets, sometimes one person's trickle becomes a run. Before you know it, the water pressure's.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blow that can lead to all kinds of problems. Address all of that if you can, please.
Yeah, so I'm not familiar with New Orleans's, you know, distribution system for their water plant. So all I can tell you is that
I was just mentioning that as a refresher for Orleans Parish. I certainly didn't mean to draw you into Orleans Parish.
No, absolutely. But I can tell you that our water system is performing just fine at the moment, and pressure and levels remain good. Obviously, you know, if you are up and about today and you're using your water and you're doing normal activities, there's a very low chance that your pipes are going to freeze because you're keeping water moving through your pipes. If everybody in St. Charles Parish decided to run their water, then we could potentially see some issues. So we don't necessarily tell people to run their water. I know I usually tell people that if your home is elevated and off the ground, wind can get under it. Those are the homes that we see just from experience that have more of a chance of the pipes freezing over. But most of our homes that are slab on grade, properly insulated, and if you do all of the preparations that you should have done to your outside spigots, you should be just fine without running your water. But obviously we tell people to do what they feel is best for their home. But right now, water and wastewater operations are just fine.
That is a good point you make, Matt, and I'm not trying to speak for Orleans Parish either, but by using, at least for St. Charles Parish, the washing machine and the regular daily activities, that keeps the water flowing through the system and actually decreases the chances of anything freezing.
Yeah, when that water starts sitting still in your pipes, that's when the water has a chance and the pipes have a chance of freezing. But if you're up and doing your normal activities, you're washing dishes or taking a shower, washing your hands, that keeps water moving throughout the system and reduces any potential for freezing.
Any final thoughts, Matt?
You know, I just want to tell people again to stay safe, stay off the roads if at all possible. Tonight is going to be a very cold night. The snow is going to exacerbate the temperatures and really drive those temperatures down to the teens. We really want residents to make sure that they are practicing fire safety when they're at home. If you're running a space heater, don't have it plugged into an extension cord just have it plugged straight into the wall. Don't overload circuits. Don't leave them on in rooms unattended. When you get into these cold weather events like this, this is when we see fires in St. Charles Parish. And really, I think statistically across the nation is when we get into these cold weather events. So we just want residents to be really aware. If they haven't cleaned their chimney in many years and they want to fire it up, might be best that they don't do that because it could be soot or dust inside of that chimney that could ignite, cause a different issue. You know, the road conditions are bad. We don't know if fire and EMS are going to be able to get to you if it gets much worse. So we just ask people to just be really safe. Don't create any hazards.
Yeah, if you haven't done it in a while or it would seem outside of your normal routine, think twice before you do it. Thank you, Matt Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish. Stay warm. Enjoy the blizzard. I hope you get out and get to play in it a little bit. Mark from Denham Springs. Hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Mark? Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
I'm okay, sir. What you got going on over there? Mark, what you got going on over there?
I've got about 2 inches underground out here in Denham Springs, and, man, it's coming down hard. Big white, wet flakes, man. Perfect for playing outside in the snow.
Kind of like Christmas Day back in 2004, that kind of snow?
Yeah, probably a little bit more than that, Tommy. I mean, it's starting to pile up here in some areas. So the roads are starting to freeze over, man. Everybody stay inside if you can because tonight it's going to be brutal out.
Amen. And play with the kids. Do have some fun at home. Thank you,
Matt.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the call from Denham Springs. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member. Coverage of the big storm, big snowfall continues here on WWL. Couple of texts come in. Tip: when the snow stops, brush or sweep off cars and sidewalks. You want to clear before it melts and freezes. Removing ice or heavy snow, a lot more work. If you have to shovel snow, push along ground to edge, set feet, then lift. Your back will thank you. Somebody else texted and said, nasty, yes, dangerous to drive in, maybe, but in Buffalo, this is barely a storm. I know it's severe and record-breaking for here, but it's laughable to use the word blizzard in any way. If you know anything about real blizzards, it would be like Buffalonians calling a heavy rain with a 30-mile-per-hour wind a hurricane. No comparison whatsoever with the difficulties, property damage, and threat to life. When did everything become a competition? When did that happen? Lauren Nash joins us now with the National Weather Service. How are you, Lauren?
Hey, good. Those are some pretty intense comments.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Huh? Everybody can just relax. Can we just kind of enjoy something? Can we just enjoy anything? It rarely snows here. Hopefully everybody's where they are. Everything's shut down. Just get out with the kids and enjoy it. But, yeah, I remember Christmas
right.
Day of 2004. My kid was 8 at the time. We had a blast. Now the kid's 28, living out of town. So when you got time, enjoy life for what it is, right? I know, Lauren, you didn't come on to talk about that, but since it was text, right?
I know. I mean, I also grew up in the north and have been up in New York, so I've seen, you know, all that weather. But it's different down here. We're built different. Things are different. We don't have the tools that they have up there.
Yeah, so just relax. Everybody take a break. Let's talk about in terms of what we've seen and what's to come, Lauren.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're getting some reports starting to trickle in right now, but we do need your snow reports, whether that's tweeting at us or putting on social media, any other way, get it to your news media. They can get it to us. So we're seeing about 1 to 2 inches. We've got some reports from St. Charles, Livingston, Baton Rouge, St. Tammany. We're watching the news for New Orleans. I haven't seen any official reports, but it looks like maybe, you know, a quarter of an inch right now is maybe sticking. So it's definitely coming down area wide. We're seeing snow sticking. We're seeing, you know, roads closed as I've been hearing, and we've probably got quite a few more to go. We're looking, you know, maybe 4 to 6 inches for the New Orleans metro, a little bit heavier out to the west. Obviously, isolated higher amounts are possible, but we're just going to keep going the next couple hours and keep accumulating the snow.
So let's talk about time frame on all of this, and then after it happens with the freezing temperatures tonight and so forth, what actually happens? You're from New York, you know. Tell me what goes on here.
Yeah, I mean, the snow's going to end by this evening, so that's a good or bad news, whichever way you want to look at it, but it is not going to warm up at all. So anything that's on the roads, because we don't have the same, you know, treatment that we have up in the north areas, like some of these other people we're talking about on text that are used to, we're not going to have much relief on the road, so we're going to just freeze right over. We have low temperatures tonight in the, you know, the lower 20s, which is cold enough for our area, and that snow making it even colder. So nothing's going to melt today or tonight, or probably even tomorrow. Highs tomorrow may just get into the mid-30s, so very little melting, and then potentially even refreezing again Wednesday night. So the roads are not going to be great for a couple days down here.
Did you live in New York City for a while?
I lived on Long Island for a few years, but I'm originally from Missouri, so still used to it.
Any snowman making tips for us, Lauren?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, just get them nice and tight. Depends on how wet or dry. You could also probably spray some water on it, you know, when you make the snowman, spray some water, kind of keeps the snow together.
All right.
There you go. There's a tip.
And they'd be able to play in the snow tomorrow as well, you're saying, probably?
Probably. I don't see any sort of melting going on today. It just depends on how much we get today, but there should be plenty of snow on the ground tomorrow.
Thank you, Lauren. Appreciate your time. You can follow Lauren Nash on Twitter at LaurenN1319. And we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Leslie Harris about the city and homelessness and so forth in the cold weather. Tommy Tucker, the snowfall, Floricane, I think is what Dan Barron, the GM here, told me like best. The Floricane 2025 continues our coverage here on WWL. Boy, our next guest focuses practice primarily on intellectual property, sports, entertainment, law, emerging companies. Partner at Stone Pigman, Walther Whitman in New Orleans, received their LLM in trade regulation, concentration in intellectual property from NYU School of Law, JD cum laude from Tulane University School of Law, BA University of Virginia, licensed to practice law in Louisiana and New York, and yet she can't keep her dogs from eating the sofa cushions. Good morning.
That's very true.
Good morning, Councilmember Leslie Harris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
How are those puppies?
We're waiting to see how they react to the snow. So we're going to let them out again once it accumulates a little more. But I would encourage everyone to keep their pets inside unless you just want to get a cute snap.
I would encourage you to put those dogs out until they agree not to eat the sofa cushions and then let them back in. But that's just me. Tell me concerns about the homeless in New Orleans and the shelter that the governor set up and the cold weather, et cetera.
Sure. Well, right now we know that the Rosenwald Center and some of the city centers are open for warming. So I want to encourage people to go there because we are getting reports that people are independently going out to the transition center and not able to get in. And so I would encourage people not to take that route. If they need to be warmed, go to Rosenwald Center. I know that there are some beds open at the Low Barrier Shelter, at the Mission, at the Salvation Army. And, of course, if you're younger, Covenant House will have some openings as well. But I would not tell people to go out to the transition center because, again, we're hearing reports that people are being turned away at the door.
Because they're full, or do you know, Leslie? Because that's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. We don't know. We will have a call at 10 o'clock with the city. At that point in time, I will pose the question of why people are being turned away. I'm not sure if they're full. I'm not sure why people are being turned away, but we'll see.
So as far as you're hearing, homeless people that are looking for shelter voluntarily showed up at the transitional housing that the governor set up on France Road. I just want to make sure I'm stating this accurately. And they were turned away. And you've got numerous reports of that?
I've gotten at least three people who have been turned away from that site. Two people who walked there and were not able to get in and had to be transported back to the Rosenwald Center Warming Center. We've also heard reports of people who have shown up at Rosenwald, asked to go to the transition center that the governor set up, and were told that they could not come out.
And you don't know if that's because of capacity or what the situation is?
I have no idea. It's been really a black box of information. So we are trying our best to get additional information about conditions at the transition shelter, including what the heating situation is, what the blanket situation is, but I don't know why people are being turned away.
So have you reached out to GOSEP or not? We had Jacques Thibodeau on earlier. I would have asked him had I known, because he was part of standing up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we will ask that question at the 10 o'clock call today with the city.
So in the meantime, the warming center is set up on, where is it, Rosenwald?
11, yeah, Rosenwald Center at 1120 Broad Street, and I would anticipate that additional NORD facilities will be open throughout the day for people to become warm if they are experiencing cold.
Tell me your biggest concern as a council member right now with this. While it is a lovely event and can be fun to get out and enjoy, what is your concern? Older people, people that don't have adequate heating, burning their house down? Talk to me.
Yeah, all of those things. I mean, I think we worry anytime that there is a storm like this, that especially in New Orleans where we're not used to snow, that people will get out on the roads. We just heard from the previous guest that freezing can occur in these cold conditions. I would encourage people to stay off of the roads. But I think everything that your previous guest said about making sure that the space heaters are adequately plugged into the wall so we're not causing fire dangers. Don't warm your house with a stove. If you need to get warm, please just follow NOLA Ready, and we will release additional warming centers if you need that assistance. You can also call 311, and they can give you additional information if there's a crisis happening.
All right.
But, yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, my biggest concern, of course, are people followed by pets. So we just need to make sure that our people are safe.
Please stay in touch about the transitional center. Let us know what's going on, what you find out.
I will, absolutely, Tommy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Good luck with the dogs. Stay warm. Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member, 854. Taking a break for traffic now on WWL.